Joining us now, he's the head of football at the Melbourne Storm. Welcome back to the Rush Hour, Frank Panisi.
G'day, Frank. How are you, mate? Obviously, we appreciate your time, and it is off the off-season, so normally we try to leave you alone, but reports today out of the Courier-Mail that the Redcliffe Dolphins, that's all they stand for at the moment, are chasing your star halfback in Jerome Hughes. I will stay by saying I thought he was contracted to the end of 2023, so I don't know how he's going to end up there in 2023, but it must annoy you when your elite players are all being linked to this new franchise.
Hey, Dobbo, good to be on. I don't know about annoying. I think we just laugh about it these days because some of those, like I said, you've just perfectly summarised it. Jerome and some of the other players that have been mentioned about, not whether it's the Dolphins or any other team that are contracted in end of 2023, will be playing here at the Storm to at least 2023. So, look, it happens every off-season for some unknown reason around this time. Probably nothing else to write about, but... it was news to Jerome as well. You know, we've been speaking to Jerome a fair bit the last few weeks, both Craig and myself, about upcoming season and his role into the leadership group. And so, yeah, it's, as I said, certainly not annoying. A nuisance factor, but it had a bit of a laugh and a giggle, put it that way.
Frank, if a player comes to you, and let's just say player X as such, and said, look, I've been offered I've had a conversation and I'm not happy here at the Melbourne Storm, and you knew that they potentially could go there. Are you guys of the belief that if a player doesn't want to be in Melbourne, you would let them go regardless? Or obviously there's a lot of discussion that goes into this and you look at the reasons why they're unhappy and what you can do to fix it. But if they're genuinely unhappy, a little bit like Josh Addo-Carr was at that stage, although he did come back and continue fulfill all his contract obligations, are you willing to have that conversation and would you let them go?
It would only be for exceptional circumstances, and you've mentioned a great one there in Josh Addo-Carr. Josh, 2 years ago, wasn't that he was unhappy with the club. He just wanted to live back in Sydney for family reasons, and we had a great discussion. It all went well. He ended up staying for the 2020 season, won a premiership, and ended up also staying for the 2021 season. So, yep. Absolutely, you know, and in all those cases. And Brandon probably wasn't at the same level, but we also had discussions last year where he wasn't sure if Cameron Smith was playing and, you know, about the hooking role. But again, he ended up having he's probably one of our best players, if not our best player last year, along with Jerome Hughes. So the only situation ever would be for an exceptional circumstance. And then it's a business, Dobbo. We'd be looking for a like-for-like replacement. And most of the time that just doesn't happen.
Yeah, and so I think it's safe to say Jerome Hughes won't be at the Dolphins in 2023. There's absolutely no two doubts about that. Now, one player that
Dobbo, you're probably a better chance of playing for the Dolphins in 2023, I reckon, mate. And I reckon if that's where they're going with their treatment, I think that they really need to look at their philosophy.
Now, Frank, obviously there's some concern, and we are obviously fully aware that people have their right to the choice around the vaccination. Nelson Solomona has come out and said he doesn't want to get the vaccination. Unfortunately, in Victoria, under the current government and regime, to play sport in that state, you need to be vaccinated. We know the NRL are obviously, they're yet to make a final decision on it. But this must be of some concern because he's one of your best players and at this present moment is refusing to have the vaccination.
Yeah, Dobbo, it is a concern. That's definitely a fair call. We obviously want Nelson playing at the club, and Nelson definitely wants to play at the Storm. So that's not the situation. It's a matter of the vaccination, as you said. So look, we're in uncharted territory that we've never come across before. So it's new to us. It's new to the game. So we just have to wait. We're not going to rush anything, and we hopefully in time there will be a resolution. But at this stage, there's not too much else we can really say.
I spoke with Payne Huss yesterday, and he was one of the players at the Broncos that was yet to have it. He has then gone on and had it, and it was obviously discussions, and people have their own religious beliefs and own beliefs and completely entitled to that. I don't expect to know the intricacies of it, but have the discussions been positive with Nelson? And I'm sure that you can see where he's coming from his perspective.
Oh, absolutely we can. And then we've, from when it first started many months ago, when the vaccination issue
raised its head. It's we've always respected that and given him time. And then we still do it. This is, as I said before, that the fact that he still wants to play at the club and we still want him to play at the club, that's what makes this whole thing unusual. But, time's a great thing, and we've got a bit of time before the start of the season, and we just have to wait and see how the whole thing develops.
How excited are you about playing games at home again in front of your fans for the first time in two seasons, mate?
Well, we got a bit of a taste of it last year, Dobbo, and we loved it. I think we played four or so games. You know, we played the Broncos down here and South the opening, and we loved it. And we used a lot of that vision during the season, and it actually, better made us homesick. But we can't wait, as you said. It's been four games and two full seasons, and, we haven't played any finals here. And it's just something we're really looking forward to. We've got the new players started training, and, they could see the stadium next door from our training venue at Gosh's, and, they can't wait to get out on the field. So, come round two is our first game here at Amy Park. The players are going to be really excited again like they were last year, but hopefully we can go the full season for our fans.
Well, I think it's great news. You've been able to shut down the Jerome Hughes moving, and he's hoping you can get a resolution with Nelson, because I know how important he is to your club. Appreciate your time. Head of football, Frank Panisi.
No worries, Dobbo.